This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Spoken with the acting FEMA administrator, instructed him to make certain that the federal government is ready to provide assistance to the states that need federal help. FEMA and the federal government are ready to assist. They are literally waiting by the phones and ready to go.
Snowmageddon. Some of you are feeling the flakes already as my voice hits your ears. You know what I'm talking about in the Northeast. That's why it's a nor'easter. Stella, she's nasty, packing a punch. I think it's for real. A lot of last-minute scurrying around to grab up food and shovels and ice and gas and anything else that you could possibly want in case you get stuck for the whole day inside. I say it's a good time to play cards, play games, watch some bad TV or perhaps some decent movies. I don't know. But it is serious because when you can't see and they're talking about these high winds, you know, that's when you don't want to be messing around with this ferocious kind of storm. Some of these March storms are nutty. Raise your hand, and I have my special glasses where I can see how many people have their hands up. Oh, I'm one of them. Yeah, me. March storms are fierce. I've been caught in probably 5 winter March storms. Just when you think you're past it, oh, December, January, February, nothing. Boom. All of a sudden, here comes March in like a crazy wild lion. I've been stuck. I know. I know what happens. So snow. And you know, it's funny because Monday was the 24th anniversary of the storm of the century, the superstorm that smashed into the East Coast in 1993. That storm was awful and serious stuff. I mean, 270 people were killed, 26 states hit, a lot of Canada hit by that too as well. If you wanted to rate the storm, it was one of the worst of all time. They call it like a Category 5 winter storm, just a complete disaster. I don't know if this is going to rank up there, but it's going to certainly have high winds. You know that there's going to be down power lines. There's going to be that kind of problematic stuff that, frankly, happens when you get this kind of weather. I don't know that it's going to be as catastrophic, and certainly I hope not. When you think of all-time blizzards and that have killed people and slammed into New York and Philly and Boston, etc. So if you're listening to me and it's, you don't have to go out, for goodness sake, I didn't need to lecture anybody, you know what to do. Don't do it. Play those crummy card games. Sleep a little extra. Because for goodness sake, how are you going to work? Because you're not going to be able to get there. Especially if you're relying on transportation. Good luck for that. All right, talking about a Mageddon of sorts of a different kind. We know we've had this push-pull relationship with our health care. I say it all the time, what's in your wallet? Pretty much a little of nothing. I've told you my horror stories. I've told you my friends' horror stories. No matter where they are as far as making money, no matter what's happening with businesses, there's almost nobody that I, in fact, there is nobody that I know that says, yeah, my health care is excellent. It's excellent. Really have no complaints. I haven't heard that for a very long time. So the Congressional Budget Office released its analysis on the cost and the impact of the proposed legislation, which is the American Health Care Act, to repeal and overhaul the Affordable Care Act. They say that, according to these estimates, 14 million Americans would lose their health care coverage in 2018, 24 million by 2026, rather, and that by 2026, 52 million would be uninsured. So now, Republicans, it might be tough for them to push it through Congress. Democrats, of course, are not on board with this. They're opposed to the legislation. The CBO is supposed to be nonpartisan. They analyze the impact of the budget and the decisions, and that's what happened. So March Madness is upon us, and everybody's filling out brackets. They say last year 70 million people filled out brackets. While that's happening, the CBO madness is really eliciting a lot of opinions, but we've heard those opinions. So to me, this is nothing new. Not really. We knew the numbers weren't, nobody was going to really completely like the numbers, except for Paul Ryan, I guess. I don't know. Maybe he does, maybe he doesn't. I read a headline from the Drudge Report where it said he threw stink on it. So the CBO talking about the millions more that would be uninsured, that would go without health care. Because, of course, what happens is the constituents panic, call up the representatives, and then that's what they wrestle with. Are they up for re-election? When are they up for re-election? What happens if they're booted? What does that look like for their family? You know, healthcare is personal. It's personal. There is no one size fits all. There is not. Because if you're lucky, you have great health, your family has great health, you're single, you have great health, whatever. Nobody wants, I say this all the time, and it's just so obvious, but I'm going to make another obvious statement. You don't have to be brilliant to realize this. I'm sitting in a bar, you sit next to me, we start talking about, and of course I'm drinking an iced tea, we start talking about healthcare because we see it over in front of us on the tube. They're relating this story about the CBO. And you say, oh, that's ridiculous, and we start to talk about our healthcare. Well, nobody is going to say, don't we want to just agree on some kind of healthcare plan? Of course. That's just stupidity to dig in your heels and not want to come up with something. Something. And that's the problem. And I've said it again and again, and I'm going to say it again. There was a chance to correct even the health care plan that we have in place now, the ACA or Obamacare. When it first came out, and I can remember, we were in Washington. And every time we talked to somebody, whether it was a Democrat, especially a Democrat, but even some of the Republicans, who most of them weren't on board with it, well, what are we going to do with this plan? So nobody completely likes it very much, but you say it's necessary, so we've got this plan. Oh, don't worry, we're going to start to work on it. We're going to pull apart the pieces that don't work. We'll rearrange it. We'll rearrange the chairs. It'll look a lot better than what we don't like right now. And that never really happened. So for years and years and years, if there was tweaks, they were so tiny and minuscule you could barely see them. And then there's the big surprise when, okay, now a different party's in place and it's going to change. Of course. I mean, it is. Of course it's going to change. But where was the fight to change the pieces of the bill along the way? It was non-existent. It was non-existent. And now that's the problem here. Okay, if we can get this through, which I don't know that it's going to go through. I think there's going to be too much of a push, too much opposition for lawmakers to want to put it through. Some of the Republicans, I think they'll bail on it. What do you say? 855-266-5283. 855-266-5283. Hey, how was pushing the clocks forward? Do you even have a clock? Oh, I'm sorry. I don't want to be a whiner and jump on that lame brigade. I don't want to get on the back end of that. But it is a little bit of an adjustment, isn't it? Even though it happens every single year. You know what I'm saying. Hang with us.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools. tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
We use cell phones against our heads every day. But now, a landmark U.S. government study confirms increased health risks from exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The time to protect yourself is now. The solution is Defender Shield. Proudly made in the USA, Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation emitted from cell phones, tablets, and laptops. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. Use discount code DEFENDER for 10% off. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in EMF radiation protection.
All right, guys, we're ready for our four-season sunroom, and Daddy's gonna get a rec room with refreshments.
Oh, no, we'll be sleeping under the stars.
Mom, what about the one with, you know, the fun?
Nice try, little bro. It's a gym. My gym.
Hey, Grandma's getting her Four Seasons garden room. Weather tight and still like being outdoors.
Maybe a living room. Oh, no, wait, a family hub.
Yeah!
No matter what the budget, the season, or the climate, Four Seasons Sunrooms let you and your family enjoy the outdoors inside. Call now to hear more about these great offers from the premier manufacturer of sunrooms since 1975.
More reasons for Four Seasons now.
To find out more, call toll-free 800-848-6333. That's 800-848-6333.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson, Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24-7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
It's failed, and it's imploding, and if we let it go for another year, it'll totally implode. In fact, I've told the Republicans, why don't you just let it go for another year? That way everybody will really understand how bad it is. But it would be the wrong thing for us to do and for the American people.
All right, Trump rallying ahead in front of, if you will, the health care vote. The CBO has its say. I say it has its say. It has its numbers. Thanks for hanging with us here on ATN. So two rallies in Kentucky. This is a House vote on the GOP bill to repeal and replace Obamacare. And he announced plans to hit the campaign trail first in Nashville on Wednesday, then et cetera, all the way down the line. So, you know, this was part of the deal to promote, to talk about it, that kind of stuff. And there's going to be pressure, I think, on, especially when he's in Kentucky, on the Kentucky Republican Senator Rand Paul, who slams the House saying that it's Obamacare light, it's ridiculous, and that it's not good. And it's and he's absolutely pushing against it. If the Republicans, if enough Republicans don't come on board with it, then that doesn't get passed. So the conservatives, it looks like, are going to put their foot down. And are they going to allow all the insurance companies to have business in any state? You know, that's part of the question, whether that's going to happen or, you know, or not. I mean, it's just, it's so exasperating, isn't it? And I'm going to just add to this. I'm just going to say one more thing about this, just to pile on a little bit more. If you and I had to complete a task, where would we be at our jobs, at any job that I worked, if there was no follow-through? Listen, if you follow through and you got to get votes and you're not getting the votes and you represent me, but, okay, here's what I think has to happen. Here's what my team's looked at. Here's what I've read. Here's what I've looked at. Here's the conversations I've had. Bum, 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 bum. Outline it all for me. Okay. All right. And I'm trying. I'm doing this. I'm doing that. Okay, I get it. But to just let it sit there And I know there's a lot going on in Washington. I know there are other bills. I know I'm not completely naive to this. I've been there plenty of times. I've had many, many conversations. Many of you certainly know that. We've had plenty of congressmen and senators, et cetera, on this show. I understand that. There's a reason they have aides. There's a reason they go through passages of bills. I mean, I think there should be a read time on some of these bills anyway. But the fact is there was something in place that wasn't messed with and should have been messed with and was promised it was going to be tweaked, and it wasn't. I mean, there should just be like this giant tote board somewhere on the Hill. I'm not kidding. And there should be 10. Here's the 10 important things. Everything else is small stuff. You know, like that book, Don't Sweat the Small Stuff? Let's not sweat the small stuff. Let's develop budgets. How about here's our four priorities for this year, for this Congress. These are the four things we want to nail. We want to nail them. We want to be able to see if we can come to a compromise when we have to. Maybe we can't, but we want to try to nail these four things. And then here's my pet projects. It's what everybody else who's successful in America, right? Even if you change course, even if you don't get there and you have a plan that's the way you thought you originally were going to get there, that's just smart. But to totally shelve it, I just feel like, just like with immigration, it's a hot potato. So if I can bury the hot potato and be distracted by everything else, then I don't really have to answer the questions that the people I represent have and they don't understand about their coverage. Let's go to Grim. Hello, Grim.
Well, common sense. I understand what you're saying there, Kate.
It's common sense.
Here. You want to get a good, healthy health bill out of them?
Yes.
All you have to do is tell them you got to live by the same policy.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, no more special, different, better coverage. Forget it. You have the same
as us. No 100% medical. No 100% dental. No having your meds paid for. No being able to pick this supreme specialist up and down the East Coast special hospitals that you get to go. No. You get to go mow Larry and Joe just like the rest of us. You had to pay.
Yep.
Well, you know, I mean, that would cure that.
I agree. Yeah, this is the new mandate, so live with it.
Another thing is you'd have to literally burn everything except the Constitution that they passed and start from scratch. The other thing is, you know, hey, you pass regulations. No more money passing.
Yeah, no more money passing. Right. Regulations, dude. Yeah, come on, give me a break.
Anything that has money involved, you no longer handle money. Sorry.
I love it. No purse strings for you. Let's see how you do. You're going to have to barter.
And if you have anything beyond what your paycheck is, well, we'll just prosecute you. You know, no moonlighting, no, you know. It didn't seem too hard to do. I mean, I'm just...
I know.
I'm really just... They're a bunch of little rascals up there, and Donald Trump's alfalfa. He just... I'm just getting sick of it all.
I know.
They're not going anywhere except tearing it even further apart. I don't know, but have you seen this? This kind of got me a little bit... Well, did you get the decals?
I did not get the decals. I'll have to check tomorrow.
Yeah, well,
I'll check tomorrow.
It's under Graham DeLaGram 7, if you look for
it. Okay.
But
I will look for it.
Well, that's the other aggravating thing. You know, to sign in, every time you sign in, you have to verify. And then they want to send me some code to another electronic device. And I'm like,
I know.
This is the only one I got.
And that's ridiculous. I know.
Crazy. Yeah, well. And I got locked out of this thing. It didn't matter how many new IDs I created, you know. Well, sorry, you're just trying to respond back to the same number. Yes, you idiot, because it's the only one I got.
Yeah, what do you expect?
Yeah, that's why I hated even buying the thing. I knew what I was getting caught up in. But better to be a hacker and, you know,
just I agree.
Out. But
sounds bad. Better be a hacker.
I saw this thing that just started me off where I'm just throwing my hands up on Sunday, you know, and I'm just quitting with them, you know. As a matter of fact, Attorney General Jeff Sessions, you know, I'm going to plead to him. If you want to keep some dignity and honor, just quit. Because the way things are going, they're going to make you look out to be some ignorant KKK. You know,
That's how it's looking. It's Saturday Night Live has a field day.
Oh, well, it's like the only thing that was funny. This, guess what? The only thing that's made me laugh was SNL, and I've watched every one of them. You're gonna love this. Guess what? The only thing is that made me laugh.
What was it?
Well, in between the show, they said next week. Oh goodness gracious! Who mimics Trump? The actor
Alec Baldwin. Baldwin.
Next week, hosting Saturday Night Live, Alec Baldwin. I laughed. I said, go figure. That's just right in line with the political scheme of the me and everybody. It just made me laugh. I just said, well, what more could you expect? They're just keeping right in line.
Exactly.
But there was a reporter for CNN, Diane Gallagher, and she said, first time ever found this video about the Ferguson of Michael Brown. I'm like, man, I know I've seen this same video where he assaulted the clerk, you know, supposedly stealing cigars from the counter and acting like a thug, assaulting the clerk on his way out. And come to find out further, what it is, you got a liberal director that's trying to make him look like a saint.
Right.
You know, regardless, he even talks about, the director talks about, well, maybe there was marijuana changed for the cigars or something like that. Well, isn't that criminal act? He's still being a thug, but this guy deserves. And they put a plaque out for him. My dad never got no plaque for some of the things he did.
Yeah, go figure.
I mean, I could name a lot of people that deserve plaques besides the criminal element.
I like that. Besides the criminal element, Grim, thanks. Hey, coming up next, Jill Scheffelbein talking about dynamic communication. She's got a hot new book out, and guess what? I'm in the book. I'm quoted in the book. It was all over entrepreneur.com today. I'm so happy to say, so proud to have been chosen to talk about it. She's up next, Round the Bend.
Hi there, I'm Bob Eubanks. You know, as part of Hollywood for a long time, I've seen my fair share of celebrities get in trouble with the IRS. Well, there's one name I trust, the Tax Defense Group. They're the most trusted name in tax. So if you owe more than $10,000 to the IRS, you really need to call my friends at the Tax Defense Group. Ignoring the IRS is not the solution. They can garnish your paycheck, levy your bank accounts, seize your home or business. But the Tax Defense Group could put a stop to all of that and tailor a program that would reduce your tax debt to pennies on the dollar. You gotta love that. So don't just take my word for it. Call them. Find out for yourself. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. And they're open 24 hours a day because they know that tax debt doesn't sleep either.
Call now for your free and confidential tax analysis from the most trusted name in tax. Call 800-361-6907. 800-361-6907.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. That's what happened to me. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me. What a relief when I found out that treatments for some forms of AMD are available and that research is underway on additional preventions and treatments. AMD is the leading cause of vision loss in people 55 and over. When I started seeing blurry spots in the middle of my eye, I saw my doctor. She suggested I review the prevention and treatment information on fightblindness.org. Did you know that some forms of of AMD can be slowed down or stopped, and in some cases reversed if found in time? Get more information about preserving your vision. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website where I found so much helpful information. Fightblindness.org. 1-800-BLINDNESS. 1-800-254-6363. Or fightblindness.org.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products. Most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
This is a life-changing message for anyone with sleep apnea who is on the go and tired of dragging around a big, bulky home CPAP device. Now there's finally a portable device that's as small as a soda can and weighs less than a pound. You can even add a battery that's as tiny as a deck of cards. It's the Transcend Mini CPAP. And right now, you can try Transcend absolutely risk-free for 10 days. So call now, 1-800-962-2358. Transcend is the world's first portable mini CPAP device. It gives you the freedom to sleep in total comfort anywhere you are. Our smallest and most advanced portable design ever, Transcend is so small and so light, you can fit it in your briefcase or purse to use anywhere you go. It's FAA compliant too, so you can even sleep comfortably while flying. Enjoy the freedom to sleep comfortably anywhere. To receive your 10-day in-home trial, call MiniCPAP.com now. 1-800-962-2358. Again, that's 1-800-962-2358.
Very pleased to welcome to the show Jill Schiffelbein, author of this incredible new book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. And who doesn't need that? Jill, thanks so much for coming on.
Thanks for having me, Kate.
So I guess the first question is, let's talk about good communication skills. Jill, do you know the big secret? There aren't any.
I don't know that it's such a secret anymore. You know, in our world today, the way that we access information has just fundamentally shifted so much. And even in our attention spans and the way we learn, it's all gotten shorter and it's all gotten more micro and bite-sized. And to me, so many businesses, I mean, it's one of the top skills always requested from new hires is good communication skills. But I wrote this book to address that good communication skills aren't enough. It's not about being able to write a grammatically correct sentence or say a speech without using or but even though those are important things, good communication doesn't equal results. And in our economy today, every single business I know is not looking to stay status quo. They're looking to change and push those results.
Yeah, so that's a great place to start, to change and push the results. So of all of the different strategies, and I know this is a tough question to boil down because that's why you put it into 27 strategies, I imagine. What was the one that really bowled you over where you said, wow, this is it? This is it in a nutshell.
My favorite strategy, Kate, by far, not because it's completely what I feel revolutionary, but it's presented in a different way for people to really make it palatable, is that we now live in an information economy, or as some call it, an information democracy. And because of that, you're a business owner, whether you're an entrepreneur, you own your own thing, you're a solopreneur, or you're the manager of a massive corporation, the face of sales has fundamentally fundamentally changed, and it's no longer sufficient to have salespeople who follow the old model know how to go out there and give information, give features, give facts, maybe drop a benefit or two. That's not going to entice the customer, because 87% of them have done a significant amount of research on you and or your product or service before even having a first dialogue. So the way we approach sales needs to fundamentally shift, and there's a whole section on the book with different strategies for that.
Ooh, so that's definitely useful. I know that a lot of ears have perked up, I'm sure, listening to this, listening to America Tonight, because so many people are in sales. In fact, really, Jill, all of us are in sales in some way.
We are, whether you are employed by someone or maybe looking for a new job, the way you're presenting yourself online fundamentally shifts how employers are looking for you. Again, good communication, having this perfect resume and a well-written cover letter, well, those fundamentals are still important. It is not enough, because people are searching your digital footprint. People are searching your social media profiles. People are searching for any other documented history that lends credibility to what you submit on that resume. So even as a job seeker, the world has fundamentally shifted.
Yeah, I love the names of your chapter. So clever. One of them, Oh the Humanity, where you talk about public communication strategies that help you connect. Oh, so vital. So give us a strategy that helps us connect.
You know, when it comes to public communication, so many companies, again, are so stuck in the old PR mindset where you stick to company lines and you're quoting your mission, vision, values, and those things are important, and the bigger picture why is still very crucial. But now when organizations face a crisis, for example, it's not like back in the 80s, you know, in Tylenol, where information was semi-siloed until the media, the mass media, could drip stuff out about it and they had time to make a correction. Now when a crisis hits, like Southwest Airlines, for example, last July, when they had a major technical outage that impacted 250,000 customers, people within seconds of being impacted about it were sharing information via social media. And so the way companies have to be public and respond has to shift. It's not just about giving facts that you can lead with those, but it's making a genuine human connection with your consumer or potential consumer that keeps them in that communication game with you, that helps them co-create that story instead of just a singular narrative that a company pushes out.
Yeah. What was really cool is that you talked to a lot of interesting people in the book. How did you decide who you were going to talk to?
You know, I think in our environment today, and this is one of the things when it comes to, like I said, the information economy, information democracy that we have, people do not exist in a vacuum anymore, and the most successful businesses and entrepreneurs have stopped looking at people as competition and started looking at them as collaborators. Mm. And so for this book, I wanted to bring on 27 other rock stars who had insights that were even in many cases different than mine, because that's what adds real value now, seeing that as a collaboration. And Kate, as you know, we chatted and I wanted to put you in the media chapter because you have a ton of experience in radio and in media, much more than I do. So I think it's silly of me to say, oh, well, you're going to shine in this book, I shouldn't put you in. Instead, I say, you're a collaborator. You're part of this community. And then your community comes on board. My community gets introduced to yours. And we find like-minded people who are able to help each other out.
Yeah, I love that. I love the idea, too, just the different voices. It's just tremendous. I think what a clever thing for you to do, to pull in, as you said, people who look at things a little bit differently, and they may see something differently than you do. And the same thing for this book going out into the world, which I think makes it so invaluable. One of the other chapters I thought that was terrific was just boiling it down right in the beginning to the bare basics. And you talk about the things you need to understand about communication. What do we need to understand about communication?
You know, I am a teacher at heart, right? I taught at a university for 11 years, so some of that still comes out. That I'm big on, get the foundations down before you can understand the rest. The book was written that any problem you're facing, you open up a chapter, and you can read that one chapter. You don't have to read it cover to cover to get actionable insights. But when it comes to the basics, one of the mistakes people are making, and again, this is how sales and businesses changed in this economy we now face, is that with people doing their research before someone even has a dialogue with you. So, you know, Kate, we know each other in different areas mm-hmm. of life and coming into the show and talking about this. But for a lot of your guests, for example, who have never had a conversation with you in person, there is still a massive communication history that exists. And that's between your guest and other radio show hosts they've experienced, other interviews they've experienced, other media industry experiences they have, other experiences listening to your show or other similar shows, people who interact with you, your producers, your salespeople. All of those interactions are coloring and adding flavor to the history that exists before you even open your mouth with them. And everyone needs to understand that that history does have a perceived reality, and understanding that is valuable.
Absolutely. You nailed it. It is very valuable. You listening? Everybody out there in America tonight lands. It is incredibly valuable. People have no idea. I think when there's somebody out front, what's behind and the massive amount of work, and you bring up another thing, branding / communication, I think part of that goes hand in hand. Now everybody seems to have personal brands. Have you noticed that?
It's such a shift, and I think I've said this shift in the new economy about 5 times already, but it's true. And that's when you think of books that are out there that address a lot of business problems that were written, foundational books, that advice, the groundwork is still solid, but it just needs an update into what we face today, because a lot of people who started a business 20 years ago would not be able to start that same business and succeed in the same way in the economy that we have now. And it's a fundamental shift. And when people are thinking of the personal brands they create for themselves, it's not just the digital footprint and all of those communication histories that go into it, but it's really about what value are you providing the outside world. So let's say you work within a company, you can still have your own personal brand, but what value are you providing the outside world in your social media posts, in your blogs, in communication that you put out to the world, videos? Most people now are video producers in some way, shape, or form, whether it's Facebook Live or YouTube or something simple that they send to family and friends. We are producers of mass quantities of information, and that all goes into your brand.
Yeah, absolutely. I thought another good chapter and a good way to wrap this up is speak out, speak up, giving presentations that inspire action. So important, right?
It is, and I think this is one of the sections with, I think, 4 chapters behind it, and it's all about not only understanding that a good presentation doesn't check boxes off, and I think so many people, I imagine most people listening, have had an intimidation or nervous factor behind a public speech before. I mean, I do this for a living, and every time I get on stage, I get butterflies because I want to knock it out of the park. But when we do that, oftentimes when we get those nerves, it's because we're comparing ourselves to some perceived reality of what a public speaker needs to be. And we shy away from putting our authentic selves out there. And even though I think that word authentic may be a little overused in our world today, it's true, because people don't want this completely scripted, memorized, robotic speech. People want a speech, one of the words you said earlier, Kate, that helps you connect to other people. So it's more about making that emotional connection before you put out those logical pieces of information or rational pieces. And it's a combination of those. Even the most hardwired logicians that I know can still connect to a good story and still feel something. So it's about communicating in a way that, again, it's not this perfectly structured speech. It's about how you have an experience for your audience.
All right, so you're crazy if you don't get this book, Dynamic Communication, 27 Strategies to Grow, Lead, and Manage Your Business. Amazon, obviously, is one place that people will be able to go and pick it up, Barnes and Noble as well. And if they want more information, Jill, they can go to dynamiccommunicationbook.com, correct?
That's correct.
Awesome. Good luck with the book, and I hope everybody picks it up. As Jill said, I'm in one of the chapters, and I was really honored to be in it, and it's just a terrific, terrific read, no question about it. Thanks, Jill.
Well, thanks for having me, Kate.
Are you tired of commuting to a job that makes someone else rich, working harder than ever, but getting nowhere? Do you hate spending hundreds of dollars every week on daycare, having someone else raise your children? With our opportunities, you can start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss, work from home, and live a happier life. At Be the Boss Network, you'll find hundreds of work-from-home opportunities that you can literally start today and be earning money as soon as next week. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You get to be the boss. Get out of the rat race. Work from home. Go to freedom106.com right now and change your life today. That's freedom, the number 106.com. Go to freedom106.com and start earning money as soon as next week. You be the boss. Go to freedom106.com.
Being self-reliant is about being prepared and to do what you need to have your own source of renewable energy. Portable Solar LLC offers the most powerful EMP-hardened solar system on the market that is transportable from place to place. And the best part? It's very affordable. Contact them at PortableSolarLLC.com or call for details at 972-575-8875. Sol Arc EMP-hardened solar generator energy insurance for your family or business. Call Portable Solar LLC today or go to PortableSolarLLC.com to check out their patent-pending technology.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Lifetime Grazed 100% grass-fed beef has the health benefits you seek. When compared to conventional beef, it offers good fats while virtually eliminating the bad. That's the result of cattle who never eat grain, ever. Rich in antioxidants, including vitamin E, C, beta-carotene, and CLA. No artificial hormones, antibiotics, or other drugs. For all our fresh, non-cooked products with only 100% grass-fed beef, go to MidasResources.com. Use voucher code GCN to get 30% off your order. MidasResources.com or find us on Facebook.
Being a radio host or TV broadcaster is one of the most stressful careers that you can have. I've done it my entire life, but now somebody has just told us so. CareerCast.com listed what the most stressful jobs of 2016 were, and that, you know, there's just periods of high stress that are unpredictable. And then there were 11 other factors that went into how they rated this, the jobs rated methodology, because if I'm not telling you that, you say, well, what does that mean? How come it's stressful? But certainly radio host or TV broadcaster kind of fell in the middle of the pack. Not the most stressful. You might be surprised by a few of the other jobs that were listed on their list. Who better to chat with us about this than Dr. John Huber? He is the chairman for Mainstream Mental Health, a nonprofit organization that brings lasting positive change to the lives of people that suffer from mental health issues. I love that. And he's in our virtual green room. Hey, Dr. Huber.
Hey, Kate. First thing, are you okay?
Some days I wonder. Is my pulse there? What's happening? It's not a surprise, I guess, because of deadlines, right? And the craziness. You don't have a regular life when you're in this life, whatever
no.
that is.
No. And the other side to that, you're in the public eye. So yep. If you're frustrated, it's not something that you can easily do. I talked with another radio show host earlier last week, and he was explaining to me he had a time when he just started, and he had a young child, his son, who acted up, and he was giving his son consequences. And the lady next to him in line at the grocery store asked him, "Hey, aren't you so-and-so?" And he immediately goes, "Oh, no, I don't know who you're talking about."
Oh, that's brutal. And, you know, here's what's even worse. So for me, besides this fabulous job of being able to talk to so many interesting people and talk to callers, and we have a fabulous audience across the United States and beyond the borders of the United States, the other thing that I do is I speak. I go out and I speak. I talk about invading the man cave and helping people find their wow. How do they clearly, concisely, in a compelling way, describe what they do when they get the dreaded question of what do you do? And I find out that, of course, that is also stressful, because what are people afraid of? The fear of public speaking afflicts, you know, 75% of Americans. So I don't stand much of a chance. I might have to come down and see you for a weekend.
Well, I do phone consultations, so, you know.
That's crazy, huh? So what is it that I mentioned the factors that they talk about? What are the stress factors? Obviously, deadlines, we said, in this particular field. But what else puts people at risk of this stress?
Well, competition, that fear that somebody's going to come up and take your spot. Some of the positions, you know, like the enlisted men and the police officer and the fireman, those are jobs where you may not come home alive at the end of the day. So you've got that type of thing, the potential for physical harm. You also have the potential, or in some cases, a lack of potential for job growth. Where do you go from there? What's your next step? And then, you know, I do public speaking too as well. You never know. I mean, you've got a whole day, but then you got to get on a plane and go fly and do your public speaking that night and then be back for your show the next morning. The travel part of it, it's all just very physically demanding.
Boy, absolutely. I agree with you there. What are some of the other jobs that fall on this list that CareerCast put out that you're probably not surprised about, since you are in the business of helping people, I'm going to say, feel better?
Right, and that's part and parcel to what I do. But, you know, the interesting thing with CareerCast, too, they also talked about they were looking for jobs specifically for people who have difficulty with anxiety and stress in the first place. So this is a little different poll than what we've seen. Of course, police, military, and firemen are always in the top 10 of these lists. But what surprised me next was the waiter job. I understand why it's stressful. I mean, they get blamed for stuff that's not their fault. You go into the kitchen and the chef or the prep chef has made the order wrong and you have to take it out to your customer. And then your money depends upon making the diner happy. And it's not their fault sometimes. The next one is taxi driver. Oh, I'm sorry. I'll let you talk there. I'm sorry.
Yeah, taxi driver. Yeah, that's okay. Go through the list. So taxi driver, because you don't know who you're going to get when they jump into the cab and what's going to happen and the traffic and all that.
And then you got the new competition with all the Ubers and those type of apps that are out there now. Of course, you said radio host and TV broadcaster. And again, you know, I'll make time for you if you need a call. Just, you know. then we got executives, top executives, corporate executives, and corporate managers. And that's not necessarily unexpected, but middle and high school teachers, middle school and high school teachers. Now, you talk about having to deal with hormones every day and kids who have no clue what's going to happen to them and how they're functioning and why they're upset about stuff. That's a challenge. I know when I was a school psychologist, I chose not to work in middle schools because it was just so up and down. Very scary. Cashiers. I'm sorry. Let's go back to the middle school, a high school person. That I have a son who's now in high school and a daughter in middle school, and now I feel like I'm reliving those days over again.
So you totally relate to that.
Totally do. And then as I started saying cashiers next. Cashiers, so somebody comes up there with a basket full of clothes at your you know, at the Gap, or I don't know if I can say names of stores, but then you look down and there's not a price tag on it. And by the time somebody goes and gets the price tag, you got 20 people in line and they just wanted to pop in during their lunch hour. Pressure, stress, and then where's the job growth there? And a lot of people, you know, that's their livelihood, and they don't see a way out of that. So it becomes very stressful. The last
number one, drum roll please.
Salesperson. Now think about it. You have a great year and you're dooming yourself. All of a sudden your quotas, everything goes through the roof and you're dooming yourself to having a bad year the next year. So it's a catch 22. You do great and they set your hype even higher, and then you don't do so great the next year. I have a friend who does commercial paint sales since, you know, 27 years, and he amazes me. He thrives in this position, and every year he comes back and he's making more money than the vice president in the company he's working for. It's amazing how some people thrive in it, but at the same time, if you have any issues with stress or anxiety, you're dooming yourself.
Yeah, no kidding. So, I mean, this would take forever, and we talk a lot about stress and what to do and et cetera. But give us the one-minute solution. What can you do when you're feeling overwhelmed?
Take a deep breath. You know, if you guys do any kind of exercising, when you stop and you breathe in and you try to catch your breath, those same type of inhale, hold it, exhale slowly. You know, breathe in through the nose. Count of 3, 4, 5, exhale, 3, 4, 5. You can do that at your desk. You can do it walking from one office to the next. You can do that between customers if you're that cashier. You can do it as your wait staff going from the table back to the kitchen. That's the simplest, most basic way to do that. Other than that, call a mental health professional. They can help teach you. Or go find a yoga instructor. They can do that too.
Yeah, what is it about yoga that's so calming? Is it because it's the breathing and stretching?
I think that's it. I mean, and I think I mentioned this before on your show. I do martial arts, and the first 20 minutes is yoga stretching and breathing and focusing your breath. And I do 3 to 6 hours a week of it. And my job's stressful, too. I mean, I have patients die on me, and I do my yoga breathing, my 15 minutes. I mean, I'm looking forward to tonight at 8 o'clock. That's like my goal at the end of the day, is go get that hour in. Plus, there's nothing better than breaking a board when you're feeling a little stressed.
Boy, I so agree with that. Love it. Dr. John Huber, mainstreammentalhealth.org. That's where you can check him out. You can find him there. Thanks so much for coming on the show, and thanks to all of you for listening to this Hour of America tonight. Thanks, John.
Thank you, Kate. You're awesome.
Forward you go, because forward we know. Forward is coming fast, it's our task to keep moving on. Just keep moving. If you're afraid of that forward thinking, taking your time for a dime and you're blinking, listen.
Have you ever wanted a shortcut to getting the underground secrets to making money online and seriously grow your business? Whether it's a new business, a part-time income, or an existing business, you have this incredible limited offer to get a copy of this Amazon best-selling book on .com success for free. Uncover the success factors to make your business ignite. Go to secretsignite.com. That's secretsignite.com. Get your free copy now. Go to secretsignite.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.